Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 5, we were talking about the possibility of the need to take a widow, your mother, into your home to care for her. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
What I'm saying here almost sounds anathema to the modern world, even among so-called fundamental Christians. But it may mean taking that widow who cannot care for herself financially or physically and moving her into your own home. Understand, when you marry, you become part of each other's family. Responsibility is also assumed with this coming together for your in-laws. My wife's mother lived to be 82. She was just a sweet lady but a hard worker, a farmer. I told her on several occasions that she would never have to go to a rest home, that she'd always have a home with us. Now, as it turned out, she never had to go to a rest home. She went to be with the Lord straight from a hospital, but she never had to go to a rest home. And I'm glad she didn't have to do that. Not that I'm against rest homes, but I'm against rest homes if there are children that can take care of the parents, and they should. They can take care of that lady. They should. So I told her mother, there's always a place with us. Now think about this. Verses 1 through 16 give detailed instructions of the care of widows, and it's giving it in the form of imperative command. I wonder how aware we are of the accountability of these commands that we'll have before the judgment seat of Christ. Now let me say this to you men. When a mother, your mother, your grandmother, or your mother-in-law, or your grandmother-in-law are brought into your home because they can no longer care for themselves, there is much that is put on the wife in these things. And understand that you need to also care and look out for the needs of your wife. As I said, I don't think rest homes are wrong. There are ladies, elderly ladies, that have physical problems. They have problems that, such as Alzheimer's as well, that affects the mind. And many times, these ladies are better off in a rest home where they can have 24 hours a day care. And they can be watched after better than what your wife or you can watch after her. But don't neglect her. If she's in that situation, you make sure that you make it your purpose to go by and visit her, and you visit her often. And you make sure that you encourage your wife and in these things, and you make sure you give her some relief along the way and give her some breaks from it and help her out. Then Bible instructs us not to despise thy mother when she is old. Have you ever thought that the Bible's letting us know that at times a mother will be hard to deal with when she's old? And it may be the results of things as dementia and other things of that nature, and the paranoia that comes in and the insecurity that comes in. And when there are no nephews, children, or grandchildren, the church enters the picture with responsibility, as within the confines of verses 3 through 6. But the first and most significant responsibility is within the home, and the church is wrong to take the place of the home in this matter. Now, if the church does move in and takes the place, there needs to be wisdom. They need to check on Social Security, pensions, or whatever else may be out there. They need to check their bills and see how they can help them and clean things up and maybe have to sell a home and move them into an apartment. And if the widow is unwilling, and then she's not cooperating with the church, therefore the deacons, then the church is not obligated when she is not willing to be helped. Now, what are the charges if the person doesn't assume their responsibility? Well, we're told here, plainly in verse 8, they have denied the faith. Boy, that really is serious, is it not? The Christian faith includes the law of love. You know, we can say a lot of sweet-sounding words, but really, duty tells us the truth of love. If a Christian falls below the best heathen standard concerning widows within their family, and then they've denied the faith, and that's a serious charge. When heathens take better care, I don't say more expensive care, I said better care than a Christian, because he just doesn't want to have to fool with mom or his mother-in-law or grandmother, whatever the case is. I don't want to have to put up with that. Just get her out of here, get her out of my way. Then you are a backslid Christian. With the supreme example of love by our Lord Jesus Christ, how can we exalt our creature comfort above our moral responsibility? Secondly, he's not only denied the faith, he's worse than an infidel. Now, infidel is from the Greek word that means untrustworthy, unbeliever, unsaved. Notice the last word of verse 7, blameless. Well, if one does not care for those who are of his own house, he's not blameless in God's sight. He's even worse than an infidel. I think J. Vern McGee said it best in the commentary. And my friend, I don't know how to make it any stronger than it's made right here. The widow is to be taken care of by her own flesh and blood. It does not matter what type of testimony a man may give at a businessman's meeting or a lady at a missionary society. If they're not taking care of their own, they have no testimony for God. They are worse than infidels. Well, I think McGee got it right, don't you? Some scriptures are hard to understand. This one's very clear, folks. We think of an infidel as one of the more vile men on earth who relishes blaspheming God, even denying its existence. This is what the one who cares not for his own is compared to. Isn't that rough? That's hard. So after the requirements of family, let's see the requirements concerning good widows and young widows. Because this, too, is very, I think, very important when we really get down to it. And we see this in verses 9 through 13. Good widows are considered here in verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 says this, "Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man." Now again, this is given as an imperative command. both verse 9 and verse 10. Evidently, in the early church, certain widows were assisted or employed by the church to help them. But since most of the churches were house churches, although there were some churches that were buildings, these ladies were employed. Matter of fact, if you look down at verse 13 that we'll cover in a few minutes, and withal they learned to be idle, wandering about from house to house, not only idle, but paddlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. And that's what could happen with some of these widows. And so it was a warning. They may have been employed in a house-to-house ministry that could babysit, teach children and wives, sew in, and make provisions. You look at verse 10. Well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. Doesn't this remind you of Romans chapter 16, verses 1 and 2? There we're told, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. And so this lady, Phoebe, really did these things, got so involved in helping that it got to be more than she could handle, and now the apostle has to write the church there at Rome and say, look, this gal is really working, doing an honest work, and sometimes there's needs there, and whatsoever that business is, help her out. Find out what it is and help her. Now, you may be a widow who has Social Security and a pension, but it does not replace the husband. It does not alleviate the sorrow and loneliness in your heart. But the Lord has provided a way to be filled by going to serve the Lord through your local church. The task, in some cases, may be menial, but important enough that, as in the case of Phoebe, that there are areas of need. Again, you can be a prayer warrior. Night and day, as verse 5 said. Ladies, no, we don't replace your husband. But you fill that void in the service of the Lord, and yet with the anticipation that when God calls you home or the rapture takes place, you meet that husband, and he is so filled with joy. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.